Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106. Gardaí believe they have enough evidence to prove that Daniel Kinahan has been in an unparalleled position of power and influence at the top of an Irish organised crime, and they're going to bring him to the Special Criminal Court in Dublin to face one single charge. Conor Lally, security and crime editor with the Irish Times, is with us. Conor, you might have thought that in the instance of somebody with his profile, the book would be thrown at him. Why just one charge?
Yeah, I suppose it will be unusual to people that he is just going to be charged with one offence. If we look at, say, his close associate, Sean McGovern, who was in Dubai, living openly there with Daniel Kinahan, really until the end of 2024, when he was extradited back to Ireland, he faced a whole range of charges. And then the state really entered into a bit of a kind of a plea bargaining arrangement with him, if you like. Some of the more serious charges were dropped, and then he pleaded to other charges. Now, he'll get a fairly hefty jail sentence for those charges anyway when he comes before the court. I think he's up actually next week. So in the case of Daniel Kinahan, they're going for a totally different approach. It's one charge of directing an organised crime gang. But what they're going to do is they're going to have a very broad, range of evidence. I mean, this particular evidence is going to go back over 10 years. It's going to chart how the Hutch faction within the Kinahan cartel had a row with Daniel Kinahan. Gary Hutch then broke away from the cartel. And then obviously the Hutches then went and had a feud with the Kinahans. So the evidence will chart all of that. It will allege that Daniel Kinahan was, heavily involved directing some of the crimes on the Kinahan side of the feud. The majority of the evidence, though, will be for the period between 2015 and 2017. And really what they are going to try and prove here is, even among the really senior people on the Kinahan side, Daniel Kinahan was their boss, and he was onto them on the phones. He was telling them what to do, who to attack, how to plan things. And this will centre on 2 phones that were seized in separate inquiries during the feud. They were seized by Gardaí back in 2017, and the Gardaí believe they can basically link the messages on those phones directing that certain crimes take place, that they can link those to Daniel Kinahan, and they're going to claim he was the author of those texts. So look, there is a long way to go here. Kinahan obviously has to be extradited first from UAE back to Ireland, and then when he goes on trial, they have to get all of that evidence over the line, and they obviously have to convince the court that Kinahan was that person involved on that phone. But it is interesting that it's one charge. And then if we step away then for a second from the actual Kinahan Hutch feud, there's also going to be evidence of drug trafficking as well. So they're really going to just try and paint a picture. This was a man in charge of a drugs cartel. He called all of the shots. And while he was in charge of that cartel, he was also directing feud violence back here in Ireland.
Conor, thank you very much. And undoubtedly, Conor Lally will be covering that extensively in the Irish Times, where he is the security and crime editor. Anything that you missed on the programme, you can, of course, go on newstalk.com and you can listen back there, or go on the Go Loud app.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.